All right, back here at Lobo Stadium, where Longview has won it by a score of 49-7. And Coach John King joins us now. Coach King, congratulations.
Well, thank you. I was proud of how the kids came out and played the first half after a bye week. I thought we came out and executed pretty well. Had some big plays, both offensively and defensively, and pretty good performance in the first half.
What did you like tonight?
What didn't I? Turnovers. You know, we fumbled a kickoff return. We snapped the ball over the punter's head. We fumbled one there late in the fourth quarter. And, you know, so you can't give those guys possession. We come out to start the second half and, you know, up whatever whatever it was at the time, 36-7 or something like that. And mm-hmm. we got a chance, or no, it's 39-7. We have 32 points. Mm-hmm. Got a chance to make a statement and really put the game away. And we don't field a kick. And they get it. So, I mean, just things like that. I mean, but – hey, that's why you play the game, and that's why you practice. Got to improve on those things, and you know, continue to get better. But the big thing was we came out ready to play. We weren't sleepwalking tonight, so nice to be at home and playing a good opponent in Forney, and our kids were excited.
Did both the offensive line and the defensive line both play great tonight?
I think they did. We ran the ball pretty well. Yeah. With all the backs, really. Had a bunch of them get carries. And you know, so defensively, we didn't let them run the ball. They popped a big run on us. And really, a linebacker didn't fit his gap. He carried with the quarterback, and he should have been over the top. And he held for quarterback, and they cut it back and got out on us. That running back, you know, he's got speed. And they did a good job of running him down and fighting, trying to, you know, keep him out of the end zone. And our kids were battling. And they threw the fade ball, that big receiver, and made a heck of a play on him.
Talk a little bit about your offensive line, because we don't talk about them enough. We always like to talk about the performance that Tatum has or the time that Hale has. But that offensive line was pushing these guys off 5 yards down the field all night.
Well, we're pretty experienced up there and some intelligent kids. You saw Martin Guerrero. He got recognized again for the second time this year as outstanding student athlete. But there's others in there. I mean, Jax Norman, outstanding student athlete. He's a 3-year starter. Martin Hill, he's a 2-year starter. Our center, Tay Morgan, returning starter. Mongo Williams, a returning starter from last year. And really, the new one up there is Watts. But we have behind him, got Blair Williams, you know, got us that's seen some varsity. So we've got a lot of new guys there. I mean, a lot of experienced guys there. Then our tight ends, both of them played varsity football last year. Darrensburg was our second tight end in our heavy package stuff. And Angel Ramos as well. He played some on the varsity last year in our jumbo and elephant packages. So those guys have been there and done it. And I can't say enough of it just about the character of those kids and how well they practice and how well they communicate and how well they play together. It sure makes it enjoyable to coach and got kids like that. And they got a little pride about it, you know. And Coach Hancock, Coach Bourne's, Coach Ashley, our tight end coach, and our two offensive line coaches, they do an outstanding job of preparing those kids.
I think it's amazing that the guys that are down the lineup, they come in and play the way they do with the effort they give. I mean, that says a lot about the whole team.
Yeah, because, well, you know, the way we practice is our twos probably our rep count is about 60% ones and 40% twos when we practice through our team stuff. You know, and it's good practice those kids get. And, you know, I tell them, you know, you're one snap away. And we've seen it happen time and time again. But I think the way everything's structured and the way we practice and the way our kids prepare and our coaches, train them, it prepares kids to be able to go in the game. It's whether you're quarterback or receiver or running back or offensive line tight end, whatever it may be, you better be ready to go in. And that's the case.
This may be a difficult question to answer, but there were so many penalties out there tonight. Were they legitimately penalties?
Well, that's the one. There were so many, I forgot about them. So that's another thing, other than their turnovers or penalties. We had some pre-snap, you know, and they jumped the front. They barked at Cadence, you know, and our kids just they fell for the bait. But we had holding calls. We had just all kind of stuff. And you just got to clean it up, you know. I'll know more after I go watch the video. But it – a lot of flags tonight, and we've got to play cleaner. So I can tell you, I mean, they throw it as penalty because I'm not going to talk them out of it. I'll try, but I'm not.
What's it say, though, about your team when you've got a team coming in here in Forney that was averaging 46 points a game? They were putting up almost 500 yards a game in offense, and you just I mean, they had no offense other than that two long runs there and the one touchdown drive they had.
You know, our defense is pretty good. Most of those guys are back. Eight of them are back from last year. And, you know, we're pretty good. We've got great speed. We've got instinctive players. We've got guys that play, you know, play the role really good. And, you know, I'd put our two linebackers in the foot race for anybody with Caden Brooks and Tadarian Boone.
Oh.
You know, those guys have secondary speed. They can really run, and that helps. And you got those unselfish guys up front just holding the point, you know. The defensive linemen, there's five or six, seven guys that we rotate in there, and they're, you know, they're stopping the run and getting to the quarterback on pass downs, you know, and you work your tail off, get them to third and long, it's time to go eat then, you know, go get you a sack or something. And that's kind of how they approach it. Brandon Bonds, our defensive line coach, does a good job of rotating those kids and keeping them fresh, and they can play harder for longer.
Did you expect it to be like this tonight?
Not really, to be honest with you. I thought maybe we'd have scored some points because they've been pretty explosive and they got a great offensive scheme. But you know, it's what I told the coaches. I said, we're going to respect what they've done, but we're not going to underestimate our kids. Let's not try to go invent the wheel and put in a complicated plan and have our kids confused. Our kids need to be locked in playing and, you know, draw a beat on them, and that's what we did. Did a good job mixing coverages, you know, trying to keep the quarterback off balance. A couple times we got out leveraged. We missed a rotation out of the secondary, but, you know, other than that, I thought those guys played well. We got our hands on a few balls tonight, too.
Yes, sir.
Couple picks, you know, and I think that goes back to, you know, changing up the coverage. Coach House does a good job of moving those guys around and making it hard for quarterbacks to read. You know, you don't want to sit there and do one thing. It makes it easy for a draw a beat on you, you know, and lock in on you. So the more you can have a mixture and it not confuse your kids and everybody be sounding what you're doing, then the better you'll be.
You know, I was glad to see Phil get a chance right before half to kick a pressure field goal.
Yeah.
You know, and he stepped in and made it. And, you know, sometimes the kickers later on down the road, they need to have kicked one or two pressure ones. And I was proud of that.
Well, I told the coach, I said, we got three timeouts left. We're going to try to use them, make them punt, and get the ball back with a minute. Let's see if we can go 2-minute offense. We hadn't had to do that either.
Yeah.
You know, went 2-minute offense, and, you know, the first thing play, we get a penalty, turn around, you know, and have to get pushed back, and then we get Jalen out on the screen, and then, you know, he made the big play down the sideline, ball that Jordan hit him on, and we got the field goal. So, no, it was nice to see us make them punt, go down, get points, whether it's a field goal or a touchdown, and be able to get that done at the half.
Undefeated, 3-0 now in district play. We saw that Lancaster just destroyed Tyler High School tonight. Lufkin won tonight. North Mesquite won. I think last night.
McKinney North,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, how do you...
We're 3-0 with 4 to play. That's how I look at it, you know. Okay. And then we'll see. We got North Mesquite next week.
Yep. Bless you. There you go.
Yeah. And we got North Mesquite next week, and we got to go take care of business at Memorial State. I mean, that's the task in hand. You know, what happens the week after that or at the end of the season, I mean, really... we want to take them one at a time. We've got goals we want to meet, and to be 3-0 in the driver's seat. I mean, there's, I guess, Lancaster and Fournier behind us at 2-1. You know, what's McKinney North? They may be 2-1 now. You know, so it's not like we've got a 5-game lead with 3 to play or something. We still got work to do.
All right, headed to Tuscaloosa tonight.
Yeah, well, I'm going to West Monroe, Louisiana.
Okay.
Stay with the in-laws. I'm gonna get up and drive the rest of the way tomorrow. So go support the Aggies and Haynes King.
Haynes King playing starting quarterback for A&M tomorrow night against Alabama on national television. How's he doing right now?
I haven't spoken with him since I guess Tuesday. So hopefully he's getting some sleep right now, getting ready for a big one tomorrow. So I sure hope they play well, and particularly him. I mean, he's had a rough go. It's been a kind of a yo-yo type of season for him, the highs and the lows, and. But they've got to play better as a whole, and so to say, he's got to do his part. So I'm excited for my son to think that, you know, you run out and have a chance to be the starting quarterback playing against a storied program like Alabama. Well, you know, it's and you're playing for the Aggies. I mean, that's another thing. You get the chance to go represent, you know, Aggie land in Texas A&M. So hope they play well. They've got their hands full.
Big time football.
It is big boy football. He better have his big boy pants on.
Coach John King.
Get out of bounds.
Hey, thank you very much. Congratulations again tonight. Have safe travels, too.
You bet. Thank
okay.
you.
Good luck to Haynes tomorrow night with the Aggies and A&M. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back and wrap this up. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Final score again tonight. Longview wins it by a score of 46-7 over Forney. They go to 6-0. They go to 3-0 in district play. And Johnny Vaughn, any final thoughts before we let you get to bed?
Well, I think it was a great effort by Longview coming off an off week. A lot of times you lose your edge when you come off an off week. You get out of sync. Longview stepped up tonight. I mean, they made a few mistakes, but all in all, it was outstanding on every level. Quarterbacks played good. The offense played good. The running back played good, and the defense was phenomenal tonight. Defensive line, I don't leave them out either, you know. And the offensive line, I mean, it was a team effort, and they beat a pretty good Forney team. I mean, this wasn't some body that's no good, and I'm really proud of the team and proud for Coach King, and I don't know, we got a chance.
I know you're excited about it.
Yeah.
I know you've seen this before, so I'm getting my first taste of it, and I'm enjoying it so far. Thanks very much, Johnny. Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll look forward to seeing you next Friday night. Again, we will be in the Dallas area, Longview at North Mesquite next week. The John King Show, followed by our call of the game next week from North Mesquite. So I hope you'll join us then. Once again, for Johnny Vaughn, I'm Brian Houston. Final score tonight, Longview 46, Forney 7. You are listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM.